Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.
The base rate has been at 0.5% for a year now, so is there any point in locking up your cash? The dollar strengthens against the pound and the euro weakens, but what does that mean for your investments? And if you want to borrow a few million, what will a bank accept as security? You may be surprised. All this to come in this week's FT Money Show. I'm Matthew Vincent, and I'll be giving you the lowdown on all of these money matters in downloadable form with my colleagues from FT Money, Steve Lodge.
Hello.
Ellen Kelleher.
Hello.
Tanya Poley.
Hello.
And special studio guest Jeremy Cook, Chief Economist at foreign exchange broker World First.
Hello.
So let's start with the money news. On Thursday, the Bank of England held the base rate at a record low of 0.5% for a 12th consecutive month. But while homeowners with tracker rate mortgages have been reaping the benefits for the past year, savers have continued to struggle to keep their cash deposits growing even in line with inflation. In fact, research by DeFacto, commissioned by FT Money, has found that more than 40 so-called notice accounts, which are meant to pay higher rates if you lock your money up for 90 days, now pay less than 0.5% themselves. Steve, notice accounts are supposed to be one of the few ways you can get a better deal. So what's going on?
Well, Matthew, you're right. You've highlighted, or the research highlights that there's no real premium out there. People are, if you like, paying to wait to get their money. Some of these accounts are paying as little as 0.1% on big balances as well, £5,000 or more. And some of them are from very big names, if I can name a couple. Halifax's Extra Income Saver gives only 0.13%, and that's up to £10,000. But at the same time, demands 60 days notice. And Britannia's Premium Saver account yields just 0.12%, and that's on balances up to £20,000, and at the same time requires 30 days notice.
So these names are completely spurious now, Extra and Premium. They clearly don't pay that. You'd think that banks would be wanting money that they...
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of The Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.